Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh dear, it still hasn't gone away. The symptoms, the sort of like the aftermath, the leftovers from the COVID virus. I'm still like, my voice isn't right yet and my nose is still blocked. So I'm sorry that it doesn't sound quite right, that, you know, the recording isn't as good as it normally is because of my strange voice. It must have been like 2 weeks since I've had it now, and still, it just won't go. I mean, I think I'm negative. I'm almost certain I'm negative now, because it's been so long, but like the bits afterwards, they just keep clinging on. Anyway, I've not been recording as many podcasts as I normally do, and that's part of the reason. Normally I'd be recording one on the Wednesday and one on the Saturday or Sunday on the weekend. But I don't know, I just don't want to record when my voice isn't quite as it should be. But oh well. I've been sticking to one a week, and we'll see how that goes. So, today I would like to talk about a short holiday I went on. That was very nice. A nice relaxing break with some decent weather. Actually, you're always lucky when you get good weather and when you go on holiday in England. So I went to this place, and it is on it's a little further south than Birmingham, and it's on the west coast, and it's called Minehead. It's a small village by the sea. So there's a mixture of things there. You've got you've got the sea, and you've got a beach, and you've also got quite a lot of, like, nature to walk around in. There's, what was it called? There's a place there. I've forgotten the name of it. There's this, like, huge park. Exmoor Park? I can't remember. But it's not like a park, like a park with flowers and paths and swings and slides or that kind of thing. It's just like, we have these things that are called parks, and they're just massive open spaces. It's just like, it goes on for miles, and it's just nature. So you can often walk all the way around these parks, you know, lots of paths going through them, but not like real paths, like tarmac paths, like just ones that people have made just through walking through them so often. So you've got this interesting mixture of the beach and then this nature and all these cliffs and these hills. And there's a small town there as well. say you've got, you know, a few pubs and, I don't know, pharmacy, supermarkets, a couple of supermarkets. There is, of course, a McDonald's. There seems to be McDonald's absolutely everywhere. And that's pretty much it, apart from a holiday camp, a Butlins holiday camp. I should probably explain what holiday camps are, because I don't know. I don't know if other countries have holiday camps, to be honest. And if they do, I don't know what, I don't know if they're like our holiday camps. But that would take over 10 minutes explaining the whole thing. So if you're interested, just go on the internet and search for Butlins or something. Butlins, if you want to see what a British holiday camp looks like. So I'm not talking about holiday camps. I'm talking about my holiday. Now, why did we go there? That's because all of a sudden, my parents found out that they had some free time. And we liked the idea of camping initially. It's getting warmer now. We're heading into the warmer part of the year for England. But we didn't have much time. So there's this one campsite that I've always wanted to go to up in the Lake District. And in a place called Keswick. And the campsite is right on the lake. I think I've talked about this before. The campsite is right on the edge of the lake. So you can go there with your tent and you can take a kayak, you know, or some boat or something. And you can go out on the lake like as often as you want. There's no like time limit or anything. I've always wanted to do that. That place is really, really popular. So that had no spaces whatsoever. So The time was tight, and we were thinking, like, what should we do? You know, where should we go? And I just thought I'd just check the Wetherspoons hotels, because I've been to quite a few of them lately. And the reason I keep going back is because they're just easy. You know what you're going to get when you get there. Before you've got there, you know what you're going to get. It's like the Wetherspoons format. You know, you've got your rooms upstairs, and you've got, you know, all of the drinks and the food in the pub downstairs. So it's just really handy. So I think because we were pushed for time, just ended up picking a Wetherspoons pub that was by the ocean, by the beach. Because I do like to go on holiday by the beach. I do like to go see the ocean at least once a year. Anyway, so we set out on the morning quite early. And the journey was uneventful. Nothing happened. Just a normal journey, which is good because you don't want any traffic or anything like that. And we arrived at the pub and went to reception, checked in, and the rooms were fine. My room was actually quite small. I think it's probably the smallest room I've had in a Wetherspoons pub, pub hotel so far. But it was fine, apart from one thing. It was hot. It was, like, ridiculously hot.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The there's generally no air conditioning anywhere in England. Maybe in shops, in like very big stores, you can have air conditioning. But like in people's houses, not really. In hotels, not really. Sometimes, but generally, no. I didn't know, actually. Maybe if you go into like really, really fancy, really expensive hotels, maybe they've always got air conditioning. I don't tend to go in those so often, so I don't know. But like normal hotels, probably not really, no. So anyway, when I entered this room for the first time, I thought, wow, it's hot. So I went to check the window, and the window was open. So, okay, left the window open, thought maybe it'll cool down. It didn't. I just remember at night time trying to sleep, and it was just ridiculously hot, and there was no way of cooling the room down. So the next day, I left the curtains closed, so the sun didn't come in, and I left the window closed, because like the room had cooled down a bit overnight. And it didn't help. When I tried to get to sleep the next night, it was still ridiculously hot. Maybe a little bit cooler, but like I don't know. I have a feeling it was over 30. So I'm pretty good with temperatures, with sleeping in hot temperatures. Like I think 27, 28 doesn't really bother me so much, but like when you start to get over 30, that's when it becomes a bit difficult for me. So I'm pretty sure it was over 30 in that room. It was crazy. You'd come out of that room into the hallway, and it was a lot cooler in the hallway. And then you'd walk downstairs, and it would be like, oh, okay, there's like 10 degrees drop now. I'm starting to feel a bit cold. And you'd go outside, and you'd just think, it's not that warm outside. Why is it so warm in my room? I don't know the answer. I checked all of the heating, and it was all switched off. No heating on, so it's just a mystery. It was just my room, my parents' room. That was fine, lovely and cool. So I didn't know. Anyway, I'm going on a bit too much about rooms and the temperatures and that kind of stuff when I'm supposed to be talking about the holiday more. So two things I wanted to talk about was going for a walk. Went for a walk one of the mornings after having a full English breakfast. And went up, started walking up the side of this hill. It looked like a hill. It felt like a mountain. We never managed to reach the top. It was covered in loads and loads of trees and plants. And as you were walking through the trees and you were climbing up, you couldn't see where the top was because of all the trees. So we just kept going and going. And then we just kept getting more and more tired. Until eventually we just sort of gave up. It's like we'd been walking for like an hour or something and thought, okay, it's probably time to start heading back anyway, back into the village. So yeah, we didn't get to see the top, but I think we were really close. What we were looking for is like this nice place where there's sort of like a clearing and you'd be able to like look out and see the ocean. That would have been really nice from like high up, from high above the ocean. And we could sort of see it through like the gaps in the trees, but there was no good clearing, no like large open space to get this kind of view. But anyway, we got the general idea of what it would have looked like. Headed back into the town, and the town's quite nice. It's quite small. It was actually quite a nice town, like very traditional, with some old buildings there. So yeah, I quite enjoyed that. It was small, but it seemed to have everything you needed when you were on a holiday. And something interesting, which I hadn't seen before, at least, maybe they've got this in London, or maybe it is in Birmingham, I can't remember. I don't go to Birmingham that often, to be honest. Nor London, really. But they had electric scooters that you could hire. And I thought, well, quite fancy going on one of those. So I signed up with the application, and you have to give, like, you have to take a picture of your driver's license, and you have to take a picture of yourself, and you have to give them all these details, and then eventually you're registered, and then you can start hiring these scooters. And they're all around the city, and you have to ride them on the roads, and they go reasonably fast. I don't know how fast. It felt like 18, maybe 20 kilometers per hour. When you're on it, it feels really fast. Probably because it's a small little scooter thing. But that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. I spent hours on it. I must have traveled... Well, I traveled 12 miles. What's that in kilometers? I don't know. What is it, like 16 kilometers or something? I don't use kilometers. Everyone uses miles in England, and to be honest, it annoys me. I'd rather use kilometers. I'd rather go like completely decimal. That's another topic. That's another rant for me, another moaning about something, so let's forget that. Anyway, these scooters are really fun, and I spent almost like a whole day just like driving around the town on the roads. The weather was nice. So I think maybe I had just a t-shirt on, or like a t-shirt and a lightweight jumper or something. Sunglasses on, because it was nice and sunny, just riding about on this scooter. Wasn't really going anywhere, it was just fun. And I guess that was pretty much the whole holiday, apart from like, you know, we went down onto the beach, went down for a paddle in the ocean, sat on the sand, and did nothing, and had fish and chips, of course. You've got to have fish and chips when you go to the coast, because they're usually better from the coast than they are from, like, in the land, in the mainland. And these were surprisingly good. Every now and again, you buy fish and chips from somewhere, and the place you buy it from doesn't look good. You know, it doesn't give you confidence. You look at it and you think, yeah, well, it sells fish and chips, but they're probably not that great. And then you try them, and it's like, wow, I wasn't expecting this. And they were really good, actually. They were amongst the best that I've tried. And unfortunately, I don't know the name of this shop. And even if I did, and I told you about it, there's no guarantee that it would still be good if ever you manage to visit it in the future. Because in the past, I have been to like fish and chip shops, and I've had amazing fish and chips from there, and I've remembered it. I've kept it in my memory. Like, if ever I come back here again, I'll go to this fish and chip shop and I'll have them, because they're amazing. And like, I've come back in like 1 year or 2 years, and I've gone to the same place, and they're not amazing anymore. So there's no guarantee that you're going to, you know, that the quality, that level of quality is going to remain high with your fish and chips. It's like, it just seems to be complete luck to me. Sometimes you just get somewhere amazing, and sometimes you don't, and it changes all the time. But yeah, we were lucky, and it was really good, and it was nice sitting outside on a warm day, actually a bit too warm, on a bench near the ocean, and eating fish and chips. It's a very traditional British seaside type holiday thing to do. I think we were only there for two nights, but it was fun. It was a nice little relaxing break, but I couldn't taste anything, which was a shame. I couldn't taste anything, and beer was horrible. Beer, I think it's a little bit better now, but then it was horrible. So I was in this pub with all this lovely beer around me, and I couldn't really drink any of it because it didn't taste nice. Yeah, that was a shame. But apart from that, it was a nice holiday and a nice, a good rest, I think. A nice visit to a traditional sort of English seaside town. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed my little holiday story, and that you're all keeping very well. So until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.